Good morning. Thank you for calling R-Star Fiverr. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your name again. My name is Lieutenant Scott St. John. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lieutenant. My name is Franmi. It's F as in Frank, R-A-N-M-I.
Franmi, pleased to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you as well. And how may I help you today?
Well, I had been down to the large building, and I got a chance to talk with Wendy and a few of the other people, and I now see that in my email it says that you can set up an appointment with me for Archtop Fiber at my building. Is that true?
Okay, I'll be glad to check your address and just confirm that for you. Have you pre-ordered the service yet or not yet?
I pre-ordered.
Okay, so let me look up.
I'll give you 10-10, 1-9er, 4-9er for my birthday.
One sec, because the birthday is not going to come up. I'm so sorry. Can I have your first name again?
Okay, that's Scott with two T's.
Scott.
And St. John, S-T period, J-O-H-N.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me check.
Absolutely, Rami, no problem.
I got it. Okay. And can you please be so kind and verify your address for me?
That's 55 East Bridge Street, Socrates, New York. It's apartment 103.
Okay.
And the zip on that, of course, is 12477.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And one more thing. I'm so sorry. Just need one more thing for to completely verify your account, your email address.
I believe the one that I gave you was Shamash at Verizon.net.
Perfect. Yes. So you did receive that email. You said stating that you are good to make an appointment.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Mm-hmm. And it told me last night that when I woke up, said there'll be maintenance will be done, and you will see fiber optic, and there may be intermittent flashes. And I was thinking, wow, but you're hooking it up to my building, or did I need an appointment? So I'm looking at this, and this is I need an appointment. So I was a little confused.
Okay, so the in-service date for your building, it says is going to be September 30th. So anytime after that, I believe we're good to schedule.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm not looking at a calendar, so let me ask you, when is the first date I can schedule, like October the 1st?
Most likely. Let me go back to forward, actually, to October 1st. That's a Tuesday. Let's take a look.
You see, one of the days I know in my life that I'm not doing anything so far.
That's great. No, enjoy every moment. So I have for October 1st, which is a Tuesday, I have at 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m., 1 p.m.
Before I make my decision, what does it all entail so that I know that I have what I have to have ready?
So are you using your own equipment because we provide all the equipment for you?
I'm still using Spectrum's equipment, and what I will do is as soon as possible then I would stop Spectrum at whatever point.
Okay. So, yes, we do advise our new customers to wait until R-Star Fiber have installed our services to then, so you can then cancel your current provider because we don't want you to have any connection loss.
Right. I understand. Also, you want to make sure you have signal to work with and all that. Am I correct?
Yes, I mean, they should have, yes, but they should have the signal from the box junction from the, I believe they connected to the street, but that should be all good to go, it seems, by the 30th of this month. On that day, you just have to be there, the technician will come in and do the installation.
Okay, so that means I need to try and make enough space for him to get into where he has to connect to the old position.
They most likely are going to, I mean, if you can have the router be placed where you currently have it, or they can, you know, centrally locate it in your house so it can give you more, you know, the internet will spread out more evenly throughout your house.
I have a very small apartment where I have everything is all in one place, and it's just coming straight out of the wall. I'm mm-hmm. 4 feet from the wall. And from where, actually, it's only 3 feet to go where it's connected. I have a router, and I had a modem.
Okay.
And then they belong to Spectrum because I was connected with them. So I mm-hmm. expect to see, of course, a router and a modem from you all.
Correct.
And then we'll just place them in the same place where I had the others, and that should be good then, yes?
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to move a whole bunch around, really.
No. No.
Yeah, I'm in a dense studio full of equipment, so I always like to know how much movement a person needs to make in order to be able to get around. I might have to move a computer to the side or a guitar out of the way, things like that. That's why I wanted to understand what I was going to be seeing.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, that's perfect. So for the first, you let me know what works best for you.
Okay. Would you roll those times by my head again?
Yes. That is 8 a.m. in the morning. We can do 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Perfect.
That seems like a perfect. What came after 10 a.m., just out of curiosity?
1 p.m. And the last appointment is 3 p.m.
10 a.m. in Israel.
Perfect. Okay.
Morning is always good.
Perfect. Schedule appointment.
Better optics by morning.
Yes. this is for 10:01:24 at 10 a.m. Just make sure that I am notating the account. So your appointment, it is saved and scheduled for October 1st at 10 a.m. Do you have any questions or anything else that I can answer you for today?
Is there anything I missed?
No, I believe you have. Let me see. This is a building. Do you, by any chance, since I have you on the phone, have your property management information?
I have a I gave them that, and they said they were going to speak to the building people. That's
okay.
The last time I know, I talked with Matthew.
Okay.
That. But I'm sure I can find it for you in a heartbeat, so give me just a second.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I just have to fiddle with my cell phone. What else? And that'll give me that information because I don't deal too much with the telephone system here because the office is right next to me.
Oh, that's very convenient.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. Pink. There we go. Give us a hit, love. Tell us the truth. What was it to say? Here we go.
All right.
It's 845-247-8763. The contact person is Janine.
Janine, okay.
Office is open from 9 a.m.
9 a.m. I'm sorry. That name sounds familiar. I believe I had spoken to another tenant at that building.
You probably have. There's a few of us who have been going, why can't we get what we want?
Okay, perfect. All right. So The phone number, I'm going to repeat it back to you just to make sure that I have it correctly. I have 845-247-8763.
845-247-8763 is a copy.
Perfect. All right. And Janina is the contact person. All right. Is there any, so if Matt spoke to you, most, you know, if most likely they already spoke to the property management and they got the okay. If there's anything else that we need to contact you, we will let you know. We'll keep you updated with any information. But so far for right now, your appointment is scheduled for October 1st at 10 a.m.
Okay. Did Matthew communicate with her?
They should have. I can. You know what? Let me.
I was just wondering if you could see it in your system.
I don't have any notes from him, but I can ask that question really quick here in the chat to see if someone
cool.
can answer
yeah.
me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been working with them since you didn't have anything at all inside the building. I walked in one day and met everybody.
All right. That's great.
That's what I thought. Go to the horse's mouth, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. All right, so let me see. I'm just, I'm silent, but I'm still here. I'm just sending that question over.
I have good ears.
That's good. All right.
Was that one the man said the better to hear you with?
I'm gonna wait. Hopefully, they can answer me quickly. For what I remember seeing the messages on the chat, there were in communication with that building. Just want to make sure that you'll be all good to go by October 1st.
Right, that's what I wanted to make sure too, because people in this building that run it can be very obstinate.
Hmm. I see.
just a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Did you speak to Matt recently, or did you spoke to him when you went to our office right there in Kingston?
The last time I spoke to him, I want to say, was probably in the neighborhood of 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably. Probably 3 weeks ago seems more like it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're retired, you don't have to really run anywhere except for a couple of doctor's appointments here and there. you tend to forget which day it was that you spoke to somebody, unless you're, unless somebody says you need to remember this.
Yes, no, but enjoy your time. I'm pretty sure that you work really hard all this time, and I can't wait to get there.
trust me, wait.
I know. I mean, right now I'm running around with my kids. I have two, and they both doing sports, so they have sometimes practices at the same time, and it's like I have to go from one field to another. It's a lot.
I was the house mother in my last marriage. I took my kid to everything that existed and did all the PTAs and all the things you're supposed to be at and all the events and, you know, third base coach, second base, whatever it took, I was there. I know.
Yes.
You become consumed, and then you get a very brilliant child later on, becomes a lovely adult, I must say.
Yes. Yes, that's what we're trying to achieve as well. So far, my two are going in the right path, so I hope they continue that way.
It's important.
Yes. I'm not getting a response as fast as I would like to. Can we leave you for October 1st, and if anything changes, we'll give you a call back?
Certainly, and you can throw me a text as well. You have my other number, yes?
We should have. Let's see. We have a cell phone. Yes, 845-430-8629.
That's right. 8629er is mine.
Okay, so text. It's okay.
So you can always text me, and you know, let me know what's going on. Keep me apprised of what's happening, and I'll be on top of it.
Perfect. All right, Mr. I'm sorry, Lieutenant St. John.
That's all right. You can call me Scott. Make it easier on yourself.
Thank you so much, Scott. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Do you have a handle, and how do I spell your name again?
Yes, my first name, my name is F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
R-A. N-M-I. And Nancy and Mary I. It's a composed name by my parents.
Mm-hmm. So pronounced Frammy, right?
Frammy, yes.
Frammy.
Mm-hmm.
With the A over the top.
Yes. So I when if you ever call back, I am the only friend me. I think I don't know anybody else with my name.
That's cute.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. And you have a handle or anything, even though you're the only friend me?
I am the only friend me. I don't have a direct extension that you'd be able to click dial, but if anybody answers, if you want to talk to me, you can ask for me by name and they'll transfer to me. But if not, anybody here is very capable to assist you with anything.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we have Tuesday, October, 10 a.m.
Yes,
and
correct.
You'll be checking things. And give my best to Matthew and to Diane and Lisa.
Will do. I'll pass that message along.
Thanks, because they were very sweet when I went down there.
That's great. That's Matt, Diane, and Lisa.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
You can remember all of this. There's a couple others, but I didn't want to make a list that you have to take home and remember.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. I'll make sure that you send a shout out to everybody in the office. And you especially remember these three. That's great.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for calling us so far. If there's anything else, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Same here. Last thing I have to ask you is, are you hiring right now?
Well, I'm pretty sure they can always, they always collecting resumes, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can always reach out and speak to Diane or something like that.
Yes, definitely.
So that's what I will do.
Perfect. Okay.
Thank you so much. You did a great job.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And thank I appreciate it. It was my pleasure. You have a great day, sir. Thank you for calling Asha Fiber.
Yes, ma'am. And you too. And take care with your kids.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.